City has 317 golf course lots. Yes, you heard me right. And it's governed by both a city council and an association, both. And all of the lots that it has is surrounded by a lake. It's also a suburb of Victorville. Well, if you guessed Spring Valley Lake, you are correct. So let's pray for the churches, which are quite a few, and the ministries in this community to experience a mighty move of God. Father, we are lift up Spring Valley Lake, a suburb of Victorville, with a population of 8,200. Located in Victor Valley region of the High Desert in San Bernardino County, and that it has about 4,215 individual lots, 549 of them are on the lakefront. What a beautiful place that they have designed there. And we thank you, Father, for the condominiums, the townhomes, the commercial buildings, the house restaurants, and convenience stores. So we lift up the churches that are in that zip code area. The First Assembly of God, CG Coffee, Pastor Josh Gerbrock, and Wayne Boyd, Daniel and Bernarda Coyazo. And we thank you, Father, that one of the couples is ministering to those that speak Spanish. We know that we pray for the Spanish-speaking churches. We don't always see those listed, but we're sure they're there. We lift up the Bible Baptist Church, Pastor Joel Counts, the Family Life Church, Pastor Jim Hood, the Victor Valley Bible Church that is a part of ICFA, the Pastor Mike Chandler, the Seventh-day Adventist, Pastor Wally Peralta, the International Churches of Praise, Apostle K.L. Campbell, the First Church of Nazarene, the Living Word Community Church, the St. Joan of Arc Catholic Church, the Calvary Chapel, and the pastors Gary Malkus Jr. and Joseph Garraby and Josh Lewis. Father, we ask your word would become to pass in this Lakeview area, that you would open up rivers on the bare heights and springs in the midst of the valleys, that you would make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land fountains of water. We know that the word lake is in the Bible a lot, and we know that it can be a very refreshing place to see the water and bring soothing and peace. So we pray, God, for the believers there, that there would be internal and external growth, that there would be a boldness to share the gospel, labor sufficient for the harvest, that prayer would arise in each church and ministry, that praise and worship would come from the heart and not lip service, that marriages would grow and thrive, families would unite, there would be Bible teaching that trains and equips the saints to do the work of the ministry, enough finances, recovery groups that help people get set free from strongholds, addictions, and how to stay free, discipleship that teaches people how to reproduce, and evangelistic outreaches in the community, healthy home groups that foster authenticity and accountability, that gifts and callings would be clearly identified so each person in the body does their part, for salvations, for transformed lives, for water baptisms that would even cause others to dedicate their lives to the Lord, a reverential fear of you, Father God, in each church and service and times that they meet that would produce a spirit of repentance and reformation. In Jesus' name.